Jeremiah chapter 39. In the ninth year and tenth month of Zedekiah, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came with all his army against Jerusalem and besieged it. In the 11th year and fourth month of Zedekiah, on the ninth day of the month, the city was broken into. Then all the officials of the king of Babylon came and sat in the middle gate, Nergal Sharezer of Samgar, Nebo-Sarsekim, an important official, and Nebo-Sarsekim, a high official, and all the remaining officials of the king of Babylon. It happened when Zedekiah, king of Judah, and all his fighting men saw them. They fled. They went out at night from the city by the king's garden path through the gate between the two walls. The king went out in the direction of the Arabah. But the army of Chaldeans pursued them and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of the Jordan River Valley near Jericho. Then they captured him and brought him up to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, at Riblah in the land of Hamath, where Nebuchadnezzar passed sentence on him. The king of Babylon slaughtered Zedekiah's sons before his own eyes at Riblah. He also slaughtered all the noblemen of Judah. Then he put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him in bronze chains in order to take him to Babylon. Then the Chaldeans burned the king's house and the people's houses. They also tore down the walls of Jerusalem. Nebuzaradan, commander of the king's bodyguards, took into exile in Babylon the rest of the people who were left in the city. This included the people who had deserted the Chaldeans and the rest of the people who were left in the city. But Nebuzaradan, the commander of the king's bodyguards, allowed the poorest people who had nothing for themselves to remain in the land of Judah. He gave them vineyards and fields on that same day. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had given an order about Jeremiah to Nebuzaradan, the commander of the king's bodyguards. He had said, "Take him and care for him. Do not harm him. Do for him anything he tells you." So Nebuzaradan, commander of the king's bodyguards, Nebushazban, the high eunuch, Nergal Sharezer, the high official, and all the most important officials of the king of Babylon sent men out. Their men took Jeremiah from the courtyard of the guard and entrusted him to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, to take him home. So Jeremiah stayed among the people. Now the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah while he was under arrest in the courtyard of the guard, saying, "Speak to Ebed-Melech the Cushite and say, Yahweh of hosts, God of Israel, says this, see, I am about to carry out my words against this city for disaster and not for good, for they will all come true before you on that day. But I will rescue you on that day. This is Yahweh's declaration. And you will not be given into the hand of the men whom you fear. For I will certainly rescue you. You will not fall by the sword. Your life will be your loot, since you trust in me." This was Yahweh's declaration.